Good Wednesday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. When you hear the word kingdom, what comes to your mind? Movies you've seen, or perhaps the world-famous Disney castle. Maybe, if you are alert to global nations, you think of the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia. Or did you know Cambodia is considered a kingdom, and so is Thailand and Tibet and even Nepal? Would you agree that a kingdom is a place and a people over which a monarch or a sovereign reigns? So let's resume our consideration with Matthew of what he heard Jesus say one day. As Jesus was talking about prayer, Jesus said, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Or maybe you memorized it as a child this way: "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But what does it mean, my friends? What is God's kingdom? Where is God's kingdom? Who are the citizens of God's kingdom? Who are the authorities in God's kingdom? What are the laws, the values, the customs, the entry requirements, the travel restrictions, the language, the currency of God's kingdom? Are those fair questions, my friends, as we compare God's kingdom to other kingdoms of our world? One of the first things Jesus said as he began to speak publicly was this: "The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." You'll find that in Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. All four gospel writers tell us that many times Jesus spoke of the kingdom of God. In fact, Matthew tells us Jesus began this long message we call the Sermon on the Mount with these words: "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5, 2. So what do you think, my friends? Is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven the same thing? And what did Jesus mean by teaching us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? Here's a perspective I'd like you to consider. God is the sovereign over all. We know that. But yes, God is the sovereign over his kingdom. The citizens of God's kingdom are those people who willingly submit to God's authority in their lives and choose to live their lives according to God's values, God's priorities, and God's laws. These are the people who have trusted Jesus Christ to be their Savior and choose to live with Jesus as their Lord. The Bible is where we find those values, priorities, and laws of God's kingdom. God's kingdom is actually located in two places: in heaven, where the subjects of God's kingdom include all the holy and obedient angels, and all those who have been declared redeemed by God and have ended their human earthly journey and are now in his presence. But also, God's kingdom is here, on earth, in those places where the living human members of God's kingdom are living out every aspect of their God-honoring lives, at home, work, school, church, etc. What do you think about that? God's kingdom in two places, heaven and earth. Is that possible? How does it work? But now here's something really interesting I challenge you to consider. In heaven, God's kingdom reigns unstained by anything other than God's holy presence. There is no evil in heaven, no rebellion, no discord, no arguments, no conflicts, nothing but holy angels, the spirits and souls of redeemed, deceased, holy people, the risen Lord Jesus in his glorified body, and Almighty, Holy God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. All that takes place in God's kingdom in heaven is fully aligned with and under the holy authority of God. Do you understand this is an accurate description of heaven in the Bible, my friends? But here on earth, Adam and Eve rejected God's kingdom reign and invited Satan into Eden, and ever since that day, the dark kingdom of Satan reigns here on earth at the invitation of the human race. That dark kingdom reign is reinforced, reaffirmed, re-invited here on earth every moment of every day, all around the world, in every generation. It happens every time someone thinks or says or does something less than holy, less than perfect, less than God-honoring, and does not repent of it. By now, no matter where you live, it's not just a momentary lapse of good judgment or a secret sin. It's a blatant rejection of God and his holiness in every aspect of society, day and night, everywhere. It's the obvious evidence of the reign of the dark kingdom all across humanity. We see it all around us, in every nation, every city, every neighborhood. Do you agree with my assessment? Is it what you see where you live? The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world is under the control of the devil. So I have a question, my friends. How is it possible for Jesus' words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," to become reality here on earth, where and when the evil kingdom reigns? Last week we looked at Jesus' words, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." Remember Matthew 5:13-16? There it is. When a member, any member of God's kingdom, lives what Jesus describes as salt and light, they are bringing the values, the priorities, the laws of the kingdom of God from heaven, where they reign, to earth, where that person is living counterculture as a follower of Jesus Christ. Paul writes it this way, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God is making his appeal to the world through us." 2 Corinthians 5:17-20. Well, there it is, my friends. Any member of God's kingdom who is living a God-honoring life in full submission to Jesus Christ as their Lord, indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, is bringing God's kingdom to earth, where they are living life as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Now, think of the magnitude of this, my friends. Look around your city. How many ambassadors of Jesus Christ do you suppose live in your city? If all of you are living your true identity in Christ, then the kingdom of God is here on earth through you, and God's will is being done through you here on earth. Jesus' prayer is being accomplished every day, every hour, in millions of places around our world as God's people, Jesus' followers, live their lives in full alignment with the mind, heart, and will of God. Now, when God's kingdom comes to earth in an ambassador of Jesus Christ, there's a problem, a conflict. Two opposing kingdoms are battling for authority on earth in the same place. Two of many books written over the past years have helped us see this kingdom battle. Kingdoms in Conflict by Charles Colson and We Cannot Be Silent by Albert Moeller. I urge you to read them, my friends. So this begs an important vital question for you, your family, the neighborhood and city where you live. Which kingdom reigns in you and through your life where you are living? Sadly, when a person who has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and is an ambassador of Christ chooses to live their life aligned with the evil purposes of the dark kingdom under the influence of the devil, then of course God's kingdom is being shamed, rebuked, rejected, and defeated in that place, and the dark kingdom is being given a very strong advantage in that place. It's a continual battle for our hearts, our reputations, and the kingdom reign where you live and I live, right now, today, and for the rest of our earthly lives. Which kingdom is winning the war in your home, your workplace, your school, your neighborhood, even your church? Let's reflect on this for a few moments, and I urge you to make some battle notes in your journal about the kingdom war going on where you live and what Jesus is calling you to do about it. What are the tactics, the schemes, the weapons being used? How and why are they successful in both kingdoms? And finally, what is your role and mine in this kingdom battle? And here's a song to help us consider the battles raging for kingdom reign where you and I live.